A recent study out of the University of Western Ontario and the Max Planck Institute for Demographic Research examined declining birth rates in the developed world and came up with some startling results. Researchers followed 2,000 German participants for several years and found that those people who had children experienced a steep decline in one important category, personal happiness. Here with more is Brett Burke. He's author of A Gay Uncle's Guide to Parenting and a contributor to Vanity Fair, where we found his article, Babies Make You Sad and Other Bleak News for New Parents. Brett, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
Thanks so much for having me back on. I appreciate it.
So babies make you less happy. I'm curious how researchers measure happiness. Is there a scale?
They use a standardized scale. It uses a 1 to 10 measurement. And because having a child, being a new parent, is a sensitive kind of subject, they don't ask specifically about, you know, how happy are you about having a new child? Because people are averse to saying, I hate having a new child, for rather obvious reasons, because I think they think of kids as being sort of defenseless and that it's, you know, their own choice that they had the child, so they probably don't want to blame themselves. So they just ask about general happiness and satisfaction, what the sociologists call well-being.
And this is just for new parents, correct?
Yes. This particular study looked at people from prior to the birth of their first child until 2 years or more after the birth of their first child. And it was really intended to sort of look at why are birth rates declining in the developed world and to see if there was some sort of correlation, I guess we should say, between people's sense of satisfaction and well-being and whether or not they might go on and have another child.
Well, this was among Germans. Is the same true for Americans or other Europeans?
I think there's been a number of different studies in recent years that have sort of shown similar kinds of things, that the first few years after you have a child are relatively miserable ones. I don't have any children of my own, but I've been working with kids for 20-something years, especially young kids. I'm an early childhood educator by training. And, you know, you can sort of see some of the bleakness that goes into people's lives when they lose their sense of self, they lose sleep, they lose sort of financial stability, they lose an idea of identity of who they were. There's strain on relationships, there's strain on friendships, there's strain on familial connection. So you could sort of see how that might have a negative impact on people during those first few years of life. So there's been a number of studies that have demonstrated that. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be miserable about having children forever.
Well, the study did find an average decline of 1.4 on the happiness scale for those participants who had children. In your article, you explain that though the 1.4 number seems low in relation to other pretty tragic life events, it's actually pretty significant. Explain what you mean.
Yeah, so they say getting divorced causes a drop of just 0.6 units on the scale,
mm-hmm.
And that losing a job or having your partner or spouse die causes a drop of just 1 unit. So 1.4 is very, very significant.
That's like losing your partner and your job on the same day.
Yeah, sort of like that, something like that.
How about demographic-wise? Are some parents more likely to be unhappy after having a child than others?
Sure, sorry to interrupt. The study showed, overall, about two-thirds of people showed a decline, and the average decline was 1.4. It was significantly higher for older parents and for those who were highly educated. And there's thoughts about why that might be. It could be that people who are older had, you know, a longer period of time in which to develop their adult identity and weren't ready to lose it, or were surprised by how much of a change being a parent caused. If you're highly educated or a high achiever, this could be another significant life change that you weren't quite prepared for, or that you didn't know how to cope with.
Well, plenty of people do end up having multiple children, certainly more than the two-thirds who had responded that their overall well-being has significantly declined after having a child. So do people just not realize that it is having children that makes them miserable?
I think, you know, we're conditioned to sort of think of babies as bundles of joy. And if you have a biological child, it looks like you and it acts like you and it takes on your attributes. So, you know, it's sort of a evolutionary tool so that you're not fighting it for food and you don't hate it. But I think that, yeah, people, I mean, there is a required sort of blindness when you're becoming a parent, because there is a lot of misery. And when you talk to people about having kids, they generally say, like, oh, my God, it was the greatest torture that ever happened to me in my entire life those first few years, but I wouldn't give it up for the world. So people always say, no one ever told me it was going to be this difficult, which, you know, if they read my book, they would know that, but not everyone has read my book, sadly.
Brett Berg, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Brett Berg, he's a longtime educator and author of The Gay Uncle's Guide to Parenting and a regular contributor to Vanity Fair. And that's where we found his article, Babies Make You Sad and Other Bleak News for New Parents. You'll find a link to read it for yourself. It's at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.